With Inside the Arts, I'm Sophia Salaby. Last month, we told you about an improv comedy group putting on its first show at Lansing's Riverwalk Theater. This month, sketch comedy is taking center stage at the venue. This week, we go inside the arts with the ensemble of Lanstronauts We Have a Problem. Actor and comedian Rico Bruce Wade has been working throughout Michigan for decades, most notably spending 10 years with Second City Detroit. He's long resisted calls to put together a sketch comedy performance in Lansing, but he says now felt like the right time.
It is a moment when we definitely need comedy. And we need comedy at this moment to reflect the moment that we are living through.
It's been a tight turnaround, starting with auditions in January. Many members of the ensemble were new to performing comedy on stage.
I've tried to impress upon them how difficult it was going to be. It was going to be fun, but it was going to be difficult. What was important is that they listen to one another and rely on one another to build the sketches.
At a late April rehearsal, the group gathered to refine some of the about 20 sketches members had settled on. In one of them, a choir director is dealing with his unruly singers who all have a great idea about how to revamp the annual Christmas concert. One member pitches a rock opera, mashing up Hamlet and Frosty the Snowman.
See, it starts off where Santa Claus has died and Jack Frost has married Mrs. Claus.
WKAR Scott Pohl, who is a part of the ensemble, does a James Brown impression.
Santa's got a brand new bag!
Others try to wow with a wide vocal range.
Silent night, holy night. Oh.
You just heard Gay Oliver. She says she's done some theater work over the years, but nothing like this.
And so I thought this was a good opportunity to live out my Saturday Night Live dream, but right here locally.
She says working with Wade and the other players has allowed her to tap into a creative space that she really hasn't engaged with since college.
And I'm kind of looking into going into my second act, ready to retire soon. So I think just doing it will be really, really a dream for me.
Joyce Kramer Cox auditioned along with her husband, John Cox. As a couple, they were prepared for only one of them to snag a spot in the ensemble.
We talked about that and we thought, well, you know, whoever gets it.
Luckily, they both got in, and they have a sketch together called Senior Prom, where their children are encouraging them to go to a dance at the senior center.
So it's kind of the classic, you know, all of a sudden the parents have become the teenagers. Like, I'm not going. Oh, you can't make me. Oh, I look awful.
If I don't like it, I'm going
to leave. Yeah.
Cast member Aaron Whitbroat is also an executive board member for Riverwalk. He says bringing comedy to the venue, along with other special one-time events, is a priority.
We are really trying to create opportunities that are alternative to just the main stage shows and the black box shows, because it's such a huge time commitment to be in a full show that not everyone can make it work.
All the ensemble members say to expect plenty of local humor with references to the Detroit Lions, Pruce Pets, and the Frandorf Shopping Center. The name of their performance even references the cheeky name some Lansing residents call themselves, Lanstronauts. Director Rico Bruce Wade says, above all, he's proud of the group for embracing the challenge of doing something completely new for them.
One of the things that has been very rewarding is watching the players find the kernel of the truth and find the comedy of the scenes and then expand on it.
The ensemble of Lanstronauts We Have a Problem performs at the Riverwalk Theater May 15th through 17th at 8 p.m., While there aren't any plans for sketch comedy at the theater after this performance, Wade says he's encouraging his players to continue to grow their comedic chops. I'm Sophia Salaby. This story was produced with assistance from the Public Media Journalists Association Editor Corps, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. You can hear more art stories from WKAR by subscribing to our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search for WKAR Inside the Arts. You can also share your story ideas by sending us an email to arts@wkar.org.